Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the mirrors all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then blue bump.
A glory hole is like a dick theater of a magic around.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, out in podcast land.
Greetings, podcast listeners.
Yes, you're back for another week of By the By.
And we're actually back.
Yes.
Sorry about last week. Look, it's this whole sleep thing.
And wait, sleep? What's sleep?
What is that? Yes.
Yeah, we've had some busy times. We went down to Adelaide.
Adelaide!
For the Rabbit Hole's second rainbow party.
I mean, we also went to fucking Desire.
I was getting to that. And then, yeah, then right after that, we went to Desire. And, I mean, that was just... The Life on the Swing Set takeover is just such an amazing experience.
Yeah. It was good. And yeah. We're going to tell you all about it someday in the future.
Yes. Well, we need the gentleman along as
we
well.
We do. We need...
Because he went to Desire with us.
Yes. And it was his first trip.
Yes.
And... All I'm going to say is, spoiler alert, he is no longer Slutterella.
Nope.
He's now the Slayer.
He was a popular boy.
He was a very popular boy. Yeah. It was great. Yeah, it was great to see him kind of flourish.
Yeah. Yes. Desire is just such an amazing, amazing experience. And I think that people who haven't been... I don't think there's a way to truly describe it to them.
No, it's like the Grand Canyon. Until you've seen the Grand Canyon, it's just a ditch. And you're like, you can describe it to people. You're like, yeah, it's big. And they're like, oh, I'm sure it's big. And you're like, yeah, it's like huge. Oh, I'm sure it's huge. Yeah, it's like millions of years old. Blah, 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 blah. But then when you see it, you're like, whoa. 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 Look how big it is. Yeah, that's how it is. So, yeah.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. I have never heard that. Unless they're talking about my debt. Wow, look how big it is. I know, right? It's like huge. Do you think you can take it all? Well, sure. Unlike, 30-year fixed mortgage. Yeah, but it was so much fun. And... We know we told everybody at Desire when we left that we wouldn't see them next year, but we're trying to, see if anybody wants a kidney to see if we can get ourselves down there this year.
We're going to try to work it out.
We've got four kidneys, six between the three of us.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, perhaps we can sell a kidney a year.
Yeah.
How important are kidneys? We have two of them.
We're looking into it and seeing how things are going to go.
Yes.
But first, we have to get through the move. Unfortunately, we have to move apartments.
Yeah, if you haven't been paying attention to social media, you're probably smart. We got evicted. Not because of anything we've done.
No.
Surprise, shocker. Most people be like, oh, yeah, I've seen the goddamn bed. or people at Desire are like, well, yeah, we heard how loud the gentleman can be.
Yeah.
No, we did not get evicted because of that. Our lovely landlord really wants to move back into his apartment. So,
ipso
facto, we have to move out because, he's cool, but he's not that cool.
Right. And in doing so, we have to get rid of our couch.
Yeah, so anybody wants a slightly used couch?
Which you're sad about.
Oh,
you just told me today that you're really sad about getting rid of this couch.
Look.
And while I really like the couch... I didn't realize that it was that special of a piece of furniture.
Okay, look. Again, if you're a social media... Look, I've been emotional for the past 3 weeks. It's been a rough few weeks for Bradford. And if you've ever seen any pictures of our couch, if you haven't, it doesn't matter. It's a white Italian leather, like, double love seat with a chaise. It's big. And I really like this couch. And mm-hmm. this was one of the first, like, so now that I think about it and I think about how long this couch has been with me, this couch has been with me only, like, right around the time you've been with me.
7 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So just we started having sex, and then like a week and a half later, I bought this couch.
Yeah.
And I still remember me trying to work out the math if I could afford this couch. The answer was no. But trying to figure out if I could afford this couch, because at the time, my living room was literally empty because my ex-partner had moved out and taken all of the living room. And so you and I went shopping for couches, mm-hmm. and we came upon this couch, and it was like, both of us were like, holy fuck, this is the couch.
Yeah.
White Italian leather. Like, yeah. Three words that...
And it has adjustable headrest and adjustable armrest. Yeah. Like, it's kind of amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then I remember it being just out of my price range, and I remember you saying, well, I could loan you blah, 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 blah money, and you could pay me back. And as tempting as that was, I was like, no, don't borrow money from the piece of ass you're fucking. And so I basically paid for it in two lump sums and ate ramen noodles for about a month in order to afford this couch. And then I found out later that the whole I could loan you money thing was a trap that you were setting to try to get rid of me.
It's a tarp.
It's a tarp.
Not to get rid of you.
Really?
No.
Yeah, so
I was just curious as to how you would respond, and I mean, and ultimately, if you need the money, then I will help you.
Yes,
but at the same time, you're just a piece of ass, and so it's kind of like, yeah, let's see where this goes.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, this isn't the couch podcast, but it could be. So the reason that I'm so sad to lose this couch is I have a very vivid memory shortly after getting this couch of you and I fucking on it.
Seems legit.
I know, right?
It's not the only time.
No, God, no. That couch has seen more action than my previous mattress. But I had, you were standing up, bent over the couch at the chaise edge, and then like mid-stroke, you were like, come on me. And I was like, wait, what? And you're like, come on me. Come on my back. And that was the first time that I'd ever had anybody say that to me when I don't think that they thought, like, number one, you were the first woman to ever say that to me. And then number two, like, I think most of the time people had said that to me was because they thought that's what they were supposed to say because, like, porn right. and whatnot. But you were like, yeah. And then once I did, it was clear you enjoyed it. So that was there's a good memory of me coming on, like, spraying semen all over your back.
And that was the first of many.
On this white, beautiful, pristine couch. And now the number of things that we've done on this couch, we've done a lot of nasty things on this couch with a lot of nasty people that I care very much for. It will be sad to see this couch leave.
Yeah.
I so wish this couch could tell its next owners
what
had happened to it. But it would be one of those sort of like Stockholm syndrome things, like, oh my God, I hated it, but I kind of like it. The thing, you should see the things they did to me. Like the countless hours of Call of Duty where his bare ass and balls were laid up against me. Yeah.
I don't know. I like it when your bare ass and balls are laid up against me.
True. Yeah. So it's going to be sad.
Yeah.
I'm going to sad face.
Memories. But we still have the memories.
We'll have to just get a new couch and destroy it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why when you said earlier that you didn't want a leather couch, and I was like, you've seen what we've done to that couch. Fortunately, it all just wipes right off.
Well, fair enough.
We need leather or vinyl. Like, that's what we need.
Fair enough.
And trust me, I don't like leather because it's sticky, but, you know.
We'll see what we find. That's a later problem.
That's future Bradford and Angela problems.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, if you're in the market for a slightly used couch.
Little manky.
Little manky couch. And live in the Sydney area.
Yeah, that's important, too. I mean, we did ship it from the U.S., so it did come over here.
We did make it down here, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sad face.
Yeah. That's okay. Well,
so we also have to, you know, anybody who's listening to the podcast knows we have the amazing bed. Yeah. We have to figure out a way to get that amazing bed into a new apartment. We did sign on a new apartment tonight, right before mm-hmm. this podcast.
That the bed actually fits in?
That we are nearly certain that the bed actually fits in. If it doesn't, we are going to blame the gentleman and we are going to allow the public to roast him.
Yeah.
Not like
that seems
not
terrible.
Like comedically. Like we will literally tie him to a stake and have people come and spit roast him.
That seems legit. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Because he came along as our consultant.
Yes.
To make sure that we could get it up the stairs, into an apartment, into a bedroom, and it fits in the bedroom.
Yeah. So.
I think all the real estate agents thought we were mad when I pull out the tape measure and start measuring the rooms.
Yeah, what are you measuring for? Our bed. Like, what? What's up with your bed? It's solid steel and weighs nearly half a ton. Right. You know, that's a good way to get real estate agents to really take notice of you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool story. yeah.
Although
so.
We did have one agent ask when we said we couldn't get it in or to the apartment or the bedroom or whatever. And one agent did say, well, would you consider getting rid of the bed? And I was like, no.
Both of us. No. I think all three of us at the same time went, no. The guy was like, whoa, that must be some bed. It's built for purpose, you little fucker. Also, you're cute. Want to come home? Show you the bed. So, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So we're going to be inter-Westies. Woo!
Yay!
Which means nothing to anybody who doesn't live in Australia or even Sydney, but it means something to us. A lot of our friends.
We're crossing the bridge.
Yeah, we're crossing a bridge.
Mm. Yeah.
So, it's serious.
We're going to try something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bite the pillow.
Yeah. Oh, because we've been in this area for a while. So
we have. So, it's time to move south.
Try something different. Yeah. That's kind of the fun of it. Yeah.
It is. We're going to be,
You don't see the fun in it as much as I do.
I'm stressing out like mad over here. Look, as long as it includes blowjobs, I'm fine. I am excited to see all the new faces on Grindr.
And you should have quite a few in that area.
I really should. And that's like an apartment complex hub.
Yeah.
So I am probably going to be a bit of a slut the first few weeks.
So look forward to hearing about all the Grindr experiences coming up.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested. Yeah, it'll be fun. Good times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, moving on. Radelaide.
Yes, Rabbit Hole.
Yeah. So we went to their second rainbow party, and that was, almost a month ago now. But
actually it was about a month ago.
Yeah, the 20th of last month, maybe, somewhere around there. Anyway. Flew out to Adelaide, had some amazingly sexy friends pick us up from the airport, drive us to their place. Basically, it was a drive us to their place. I think we had a light bite to eat.
Yeah, we hung out for a couple of hours, had
then
a bite to eat.
Let's get ready and go to the rabbit hole. Made it out to the rabbit hole. I'm going to reiterate something I've already said multiple times. Fantastic sight.
Yeah.
Like, I love that club.
Yeah, the people that run it are great. The setup is great. I mean, every time we've been, there have been nice people, and we've had a good time. And
And the people behind the rabbit hole are amazing people, and I think that's part of what makes the rabbit hole the rabbit hole. Mm. It's very similar to OSS. You've got a group of people that run and work there, and they're themselves in the lifestyle, and they want positive things to come of the lifestyle.
Yeah.
They're wanting to push, and they're wanting the lifestyle to grow and the people in it to grow. So they host this party, and it's like, what?
It's awesome. It's a very positive and inclusive place.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Look, I remember some of the, I only remember the sexy parts. Like, I don't really remember a lot of the chat before, because we got there and the people we were with, there was already a very high level of sexual tension there, because these are amazing people.
And there were a few individuals that we flirted with and whatnot at the last rainbow party, but never connected with in a deeper sense.
Yes.
And so but we had been in contact with them online and chatting and stuff leading up to this. So I would say there was some tension there as well. There was some definite interest.
Oh my gosh. Well, look, there was a fellow there that I wanted to make out with him the first time we were there, and I didn't. And we sometimes have regrets, is all I'm saying. And so my regrets were massive. And yeah, it was very, we fixed that problem. We did. I fixed that problem.
Yeah.
So
we chatted a lot with both of those couples, with that group. And then, but then there were others as well that kind of came and went. There were a couple of listeners that came up and introduced themselves. There was another fellow that you chatted with for quite a while.
Yes.
I didn't really catch a lot of that. There was quite a bit of just, and it's funny because in the venue, there's like the pool table space, there's some lounges and banquettes around with like a center, like stripper pole, dance pole there. And
there's a whole living room area with two massage tables and porn playing.
Yeah, so there's all these spaces. And yet, what do? We all congregate in the kitchen.
It's just like...
Which is pretty typical.
It's just like every other family event I'd ever been to, where we all just stand around the kitchen island in some way, form, or fashion and chat.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but I love it. And I'd love to know if that's the way that place always is. I'm going to assume it's at least similar.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm always surprised at people, and I should apologize, but what happens is, like, somebody at that party when we were in the locker room, somebody came up to us and said, "Congratulations." And I'm like, "Thanks. You know, it was not a terribly long flight, but we made it here. I'm excited to be here." But it took me a second. This was right after we became citizens,
right.
Really.
Yeah.
And it took me a second. I was like, "Oh my gosh, thank you. That's so nice." I'm still surprised when people come up and A, recognize us, and B, know important things about our lives.
And remember, because, you know, we hear things about other people's lives, and I mean, if, you know, close friends and things, sure, you're going to remember those types of things. But I feel like, and now this person we had met before.
Yes, absolutely.
So it wasn't, they weren't a complete stranger. We'd met them before at the rabbit hole. But still, yeah, for them to pay attention enough and to remember that, it's really touching.
And to care.
Yeah.
It's so sweet. And
it's really touching.
I still have those moments where I'm like, "What? Don't remember things about us. Use your brain power for important things, like songs from the 80s. Like, that's the important stuff.
They might have that in their brain,
maybe,
too.
Maybe. Remember Material Girl. That's what we need to remember." So, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you for remembering that
stuff.
Because
they're really sweet.
Yeah, so, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
So, we ended up upstairs. Fast forward a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I don't know, 8 of us.
Started with six,
and then another couple asked if they could join.
Another couple asked if they could. So we were in the room near the top of the stairs that had the beaded curtains.
Oh, and then a single asked if she could join.
So it's meant to, you know, watch but not join in. So
But it's also sort of a public space.
Yeah. And the single lady asked if she could join in, and we all said yes.
Well,
absolutely.
I mean, I think all of us went, "Oh, yes."
Yeah. And so she came and joined in. Then there was another couple after not too long, maybe 5-10 minutes, that they were standing at the beaded curtain part, and they said, "Can we come in and watch?" And so they came in and kind of stood to the side for a bit to watch, but then they jumped on the bed next to us and started playing separately than the rest of us, but with each other, eventually joining in.
Yeah.
It happened eventually. But, yeah, so there ended up being 9 of us, I guess, in
there. Was some coloring outside the lines, which I'm not complaining. I'm just saying there was some coloring outside the lines. Yeah, and it was kind of amazing because it was extremely fluid. There was no gender, I'm going to say, preference. It was like we
boundaries.
Like. Yeah, there was no gender boundaries. It was puppy plows and lots of male-on-male play. Lots of lady-on-lady play, lots of lady-on-male play. I mean, it was, any combination you can imagine.
There was also a lot of movement between people.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like you start playing with one person and then you get, quote-unquote, stuck there.
Yeah.
I mean, not that that's a bad thing, but there was a lot of movement of, I'm going to play with this person for a little bit, you know, I might go down on them for a while, then I'm going to come over here, somebody's going to go down on me. And of course, there's a lot of that happening all together, but there was a lot of movement, or I think a fair bit of movement between people, so that we got to play with a lot of the different people there, and or at least touch with and interact with, and
it's always funny, because I'm always afraid, like, what if I'm the one people get stuck with? What if? You never know.
I don't know. That's kind of amazing. I've been stuck with you for like 7 years.
I know, but you know, you bought a couch with me. Actually, I guess you didn't. But yeah, anyway. So one very vivid memory that I have. You know exactly
where I know where this is going.
A special female friend that we have who is Rat-a-Lady-ian. Oh, she's our Rat-a-Lady.
Aww.
So she, I really enjoy, I mean, anybody knows, everybody knows, I enjoy going down on humans. Mm-hmm. But she's one of those people that is really a lot of fun to go down on. And my favorite way to go down on her is when she's sitting on my face. And
so you're kind of going up on her.
I am going up on her.
Yeah.
So I don't care which way she's directed. I'm just like, let's just sit on my face. And so she's one of those women who squirts a lot.
Gushes.
Actually, it's a really good word to describe her. She's a gusher. And she's also one of those people who knows when she's about to come, mm-hmm. and she just starts chanting, especially when she's sitting in your face, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry," and then whoosh. So basically, I was under her for, I don't know, it could have been 7 minutes, it could have been 20 minutes.
I think it was closer to 20.
I think it was, may have been pushing the 20-minute mark. Because I was really enjoying my work, and she was really enjoying her work, though at some point I started being concerned that she might be dehydrated.
We did have a few water breaks, don't worry.
But at one point, she finally taps out, and she gets off of me, and I sit up. And my hair's not long, but I sit up, and I put my hand back on my head, and I squeezed, and it just, like, it runs down my back, just from the moisture that's in the back of my head. Just squeezing that little bit of hair I had. lady juice. I mean, I basically...
Labia juice.
Like, there you are. For the bed hoppers, Mrs. H, Mr. H. Yeah, I had labia juice running down my back.
Squeezing out of your hair.
That's how, I mean, clearly, that's how you ream it. So yeah, it was fucking amazing. Mm. And I think that was one of those great moments, because I sat up and I was like, can I have a towel? And everybody's like, oh, look, he wants a towel. Ha ha ha. And then I squeezed my hair and I heard the lady behind me, who is currently being fucked doggy style, go, whoa. And I don't think she was talking to her partner about that. So yeah, it was good times.
Yeah.
I really, that was really, really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was so good because we got to play with the friends that we stayed with. We got to play with the others that we missed last time, which was amazing.
Yes.
And so much fun because we chatted with them first, we played with them, and then we got to talk to them more again downstairs. And that it was one of those, I don't remember if they went for a second play, but it was one of those, like, we kind of want to, but I'm having so much fun talking to you.
Yeah,
so, yeah, well, what do you do? And
so I will say a quick story about a cautionary tale.
I was going to get to that.
Oh, were you? You
want to jump in? No, you go ahead. You're a better storyteller.
Well, I can't remember if I can use the person's name or not, but she's going to yell at me and tell me, of course you can use my name, but I'm not going to use your name.
Because we don't have explicit permission.
Because I don't have explicit permission, but I'm going to get a random tweet that's her yelling at me. One of the proprietors of said rabbit hole parties, she had a dildo. Mm-hmm. She was a unicorn, and she...
I think it was a rainbow dildo, wasn't it?
It was a rainbow dildo, and I told her, don't put it on your forehead, because if you put it on your forehead, you're going to get a bruise.
From the suction.
From the suction. We've seen this happen before. Forehead hickeys are a thing. And side note, we'd seen a poor fella at Sexpo 1 year who stuck the fucking dildo to his forehead on the first day. And by the last day at Sexpo, he still had a beautiful circle right in the center of his forehead. Don't do it. So she did it. And then somebody's like, oh my God, fuck me with that. And so another lady climbs up on top of the island.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. And the proprietor lady proceeded to fuck her with her forehead, unicorn style.
It was pretty entertaining.
It was more than pretty entertaining. Yeah. It was fucking epic.
Yeah. And everybody was cheering her on. Yes.
And they were like, change positions. Do it, doggy. Yeah. And it was like, I have no idea what's going on, but this is amazing.
It's a great party trick.
I will say, I have never since, and don't expect to ever see anything as strange as that in a sexy way.
But it was incredibly sexy.
Throwing the challenge out there. It was amazing.
It was incredibly sexy and fascinating. And yeah, absolutely amazing to watch. And you couldn't help but cheer them on.
If I'd known they were going to do that, I would have brought one of our shitty-ass glitter lube things that we got from Sexmo last year. And glitter lube would have been everywhere.
Oh, God.
It would have been an atrocity.
That would have made it disgusting.
It would have been an atrocity. But yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. If you follow the Rabbit Hole Parties online on Facebook, I'm pretty sure there might be a picture of said dildo.
There might be.
Mm. Yeah. Hilarious. I love it. So, yeah. That was... That happened.
It did happen.
So, then we wound up, you know, like winding down and sad face.
Yeah.
Giving hugs. We did go back upstairs and play a little bit with the other fella on a St. Andrew's Cross.
Oh, yes.
Whacked him a bit.
So
it was not sexual. It was more of just kink
so
play.
That was interesting because they do have kind of a little BDSM, I say little, it's actually a good-sized BDSM room.
The master bath, the master bedroom.
Yeah, and they've got a St. Andrew's Cross up there. And somehow downstairs when we were chatting after playing, something came up about putting him on the cross. I think it was something with his partner. I don't remember how it all came about.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I wasn't even around when it all happened.
When I said something about it, I meant it a bit as a joke as to like, oh, well, we can put him on the cross. And I think that she took it like, yeah, let's do that. And however it all came about, I was under the impression that he had done that before.
Yes.
And I didn't realize, I mean, this was also like 2 o'clock in the morning, but I didn't realize that he hadn't. And we didn't really have a lot of discussion around that point. And so, yeah, we went upstairs, put him on the cross, pulled out started with a paddle. We started off light, kind of, you know, just warming him up lightly and stuff. And then we just kind of went into flogging him and that kind of thing. And it was myself. I think you had a hand in it. His partner had a hand in it. So, and then like later on, I realized it came out. He'd said something about that was really great. Da da da. I realized from something that he said that he'd not done that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh wow, I didn't realize that. So yeah. But I think it turned out really well and it was fun. And he had a few marks the next day still from it. So that was. It's always exciting.
Oopsie.
Just a few red marks.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
He's fun to play with.
Yeah.
I actually look forward to my next trip to Adelaide for multiple reasons now.
Yeah.
And then we got a naughty picture from our friends and these new friends all together.
I know.
Sending us a picture saying, hey, guess who?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
got together, and it was NSFW. So
talk about having some FOMO.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, but that's good. I'm really glad that they all get together, they play, that, you know, good people beget good people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any other thoughts about Relate?
Just that if you're in the area,
yes,
and you get a chance to go to a Rabbit Hole party, absolutely do it.
Yeah, don't hold back. Yeah. You are only cheating yourself.
Absolutely.
So let's take a quick pause here, and we shall be back.
I'm Jace.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Dedeker.
And with our powers combined,
we are the Multiamory Podcast.
If you're happy with the same old ways of dating,
if you enjoy sucking at communication,
and you have no desire to improve your romantic life, then our podcast might not be for you.
But you want some out-of-the-box ideas to deepen your current relationships,
broaden your sexual horizons,
develop a better understanding of yourself,
or learn more about non-monogamy,
then come check out the Multiamory Podcast on the Swingset Network at swingset.fm, the Swingset FM Android app, or at multiamory.com.
And we're back.
Yes.
I have a popsicle.
So you went for a drink and you came back with a popsicle.
Yeah, well, I needed something to cool my drink down.
Uh-huh.
And flavored I also ice. Wanted a popsicle and I didn't want to get ice. And it's flavored, so
it's flavored ice, yeah.
Yeah.
It works perfectly well.
It does. I'm a problem solver. Speaking of solving problems, guess what?
What?
We won an X Award.
We did.
We are now an award-winning podcast. Easy for me to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so when we went off to Mexico, we got a message saying, congratulations, you have won an X Award. And
what was it? It was Adult Journalism and Media.
Yeah. Journalism and Media.
Was that it? Okay.
Yeah. So, amazeballs. Yes. So we're really excited. Thank you for everyone who took the time to sign up and email and vote. It's more than we deserve.
And it's, as if you listen to the podcast that we did about the X Awards a little while ago, where we interviewed Jet Black about it, it is a new awards program here in Australia. They're trying to start something that is a bit more inclusive, informative, and it's just a new, different award program. And so it's something that hopefully will be back next year and we'll continue on, and we'll definitely let you guys know so you can go on and vote for us, but then others who also deserve awards and deserve recognition.
So we volunteered our time as a prize to interview some of the winners. Mm-hmm. So you'll hear interviews coming up. Hopefully, we just need those winners to contact us.
Yeah.
And we'll be interviewing some of them. I know we've got Our Secret Spot is coming up because they won
two prizes. They won two awards. Yeah.
So we'll talk to them here in the not too distant future about their prize and what it meant for them.
Yeah.
But for us, it was kind of amazing. Something we didn't expect. Mm-hmm. Something, you know, we worked. I'm going to say in air quotes here, I work very hard. That's not true. Angela works very hard to get this podcast produced. She is the one that always makes that frowny face when I suggest we just dig into the archive, and we're too tired. We're too busy. We've got too much stuff going on. So let's dig in the archive and re-release an old one. It's her is why we don't do that. She makes that face, the face she's making now. Grr. Yeah, so she very much watches out for you. So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good. And thanks to everyone who voted for us.
Yeah.
And, it's good to know that people listen and...
I know, right?
Actually care a little bit.
Where are we going now?
We had a listener question.
We did.
You
we
have had, it on somewhere.
We had a few listener questions that all kind of go together, and... We're gonna attempt this. I'm gonna paraphrase. This was one of our messages that came over Instagram while we were away.
Yeah, and that one, I know what you're gonna read. That one we've had, like you said, some similar types of questions and things from other people. So I think that's a good example, and there are others along a similar line that we can kind of lump together and talk about.
So. This human says, I'm a 41-year-old happily married guy to a woman. paraphrasing. Both good jobs, easygoing. Sex life is good, not great. We've played with toys, sex swings. She even pegged me once. Problem is that I'm bi. Not gay, not confused, but bi. I have even played with other men. My question is, should I tell her? Ruin a marriage because of my interests. Just live with it? It's very hard living with this way. I love our vanilla life, but I'm a little naughty and I want more. Want to have a MMF, but not sure she will go for it. And if I tell her, I run the risk of her leaving me. We have no kids. Your thoughts?
I will say
there's a lot to unpack there.
There is. And the very first thing that stands out to me is that the huge, giant leap of, do I tell her and ruin a marriage? The immediate perception that because you say something, you're going to then lose what you have and ruin it completely. Like, it's almost that all or nothing kind of mindset. And that is a little disturbing and a little sad that this person doesn't see a middle ground. But I also know that that's very common.
True. Yeah.
Because you do think, I'm happy with what I have. I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to lose it. And you're afraid that any little change
will disrupt the entire biome.
Yeah. And it's going to completely ruin it.
So, yeah, it's one of those things that there are ways that you don't have to just go from a completely monogamous vanilla life to this MMF Caligula style, you have a boyfriend who you know, stays the night with you. And that's like vastly different. Mm-hmm. That's a wide range. You look at us, you know, we didn't have the gentleman spend the night with us for the first 5 years of our relationship. Mm-hmm. We didn't have guys spend the night with us.
No.
We didn't have anyone spend the night with us.
No.
You know, if friends came over and we played with them and they stayed in another bedroom.
Yeah.
So I think that unfortunately many of us have that mindset of we go from 0 to 100 and there's a lot in between those two spaces.
And it doesn't even mean that if you start moving off of the 0 mark that you ever have to make it to 100. You can move off the 0 mark and get to, you know, 10, 20, 25, something.
Right.
You don't ever have to go all the way to whatever the perceived end is.
So, you know, I think it's important. We say quite a lot is give your partner time to adjust to it. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I think you should also give yourself time to adjust to it and realize that there is a slow progression, that nobody really goes straight to a threesome style relationship.
Yeah.
But, you know, people do accidentally fall into threesomes. It happens.
But I think
you don't have to.
But I also think that this person may be, and without having the exact wording in front of me, but I know some people it's maybe not a full relationship, but even just a MMF, like
right.
Just let's play a bit. And I guess the question is, when giving yourself time to adjust to this thought and what you want and giving your partner time to adjust to it, do you start, like when you're broaching this with your partner, do you start with, I am bisexual. I am attracted to people of both genders. You know, is my attraction, and this is where you have to define it for yourself. Is the attraction physical? Is it emotional?
Right.
Is it mental? What kind of attraction is that? Can you convey that to your partner and give them time to accept that? Or do you rather start with, I think that it would be fun to bring someone else into the relationship. And some of this you can start off by just talking about fantasies or watching porn together and kind of projecting a bit and saying, wouldn't it be interesting if, or could you ever see yourself in that scenario? And just kind of start opening up that discussion of other relationship styles and other ways of interacting together. But But the question is, and I think it's a very individual thing, is do you start with your sexuality or do you start with a relationship style? Because I think approaching both of those at once is overwhelming.
Yeah. And if the big issue is around your sexuality, then your suggestion of watching or reading porn is a great way to start. So if you're watching porn and with your partner and you say something like, isn't that hot? What they're doing? Isn't that hot?
Yeah.
And you know, you can both say, I find him and her, or her attractive. I think that's a good way to sort of ease somebody into it.
And what we don't know as well is how open is the partner to these things?
Right.
In this case, the wife, but maybe not always depending on the couples, but how open is the partner to these things? And if it's you and I were to say, hey, I think she's really hot, would you be surprised? Or would you just be like, oh yeah, I kind of agree.
Yeah.
Or even further, what is it about her that you think is hot? And like, you know, how would the partner react? And you may not know exactly how they're going to react. You may have an idea, but it may or may not be accurate. Because until we're all in those scenarios, we don't really know for sure.
No, we tend to think the worst.
Yeah,
typically.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
But it's tough because you know I'm trying to come up with something. How could you broach the subject? Let's imagine a situation when your partner doesn't even want to watch porn with you.
Yeah,
you know it can be really lonely, and so I think my advice in that situation would be, try to find a community in which you can connect to. So if that community is just online, it's not looking for other people to have sex with. It's just looking for other people who accept you for being bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't come out to your partner, though, I don't know. I'm a firm believer that we should be able to talk to our partners about just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, of course, there are things that should also be solely yours or specifically yours. But I think that, you know, the best relationships are those in which you can be at least 100% authentically you, if not 100% honestly you.
Yeah. And so I have two things to kind of say down that path is that we've had listeners and friends who have come out to their partners as bisexual after many years together and after, you know, happily being together for those years. And they're really scared to do so because they thought they were going to lose their partner. And their partner was going to think, am I not enough? Which is a very natural reaction. You know, and they were like, I'm going to lose my partner. And then in the end, once kind of everything was digested and talked about and worked through and you know, given time, now they're in this amazingly happy place. They're super accepting. And the partner, there's one couple in particular I'm thinking of, but the partner was super accepting and excited about it once they knew. But until, you know, their partner said something about it, they would have had no idea that their partner was bisexual and that was something they were interested in because the other person hid it so well. But then once she found out, she was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And like, yeah, let's explore this. And so you just never know how it's going to go. But in the instance where, and I think it's a very natural thing where someone may say, am I not enough? Do you need something more? It's a very natural thing to do. But besides giving the person time to digest and talk about and communicate with them as to what you need, where this is coming from, if you have any idea where it's coming from, but you know, how can this work together into your relationship? You know, seek counseling.
Yeah.
Because counselors can find a good sex positive therapist and see them together, see them separately. It doesn't matter. But get help with that because I think that can make a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
And it's something that we do from time to time just because it doesn't hurt to check in and make sure that we're still on the same page. But a good sex positive therapist, one that's open to different lifestyle choices can
paradigms.
There you go. Paradigms.
Like I can see the word in my head.
Yeah. But that can make a huge difference and really help you both kind of go down the path of figuring out what is it that you want. Do you actually need something different or do you just need your partner to know and to accept? It may be that you don't even have to act on it.
Exactly. it's just part of your self-identification. Yeah. And part of that is you need your partner to accept your self-identification. Mm. Also touching on the vanilla, I love our vanilla life. Like, then that's great. You hold on to it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a vanilla life.
Again, you don't go from totally vanilla to totally kinky overnight.
I think that's something that a lot of people tend to miss in listening to podcasts like ours, and all the podcasts out there tend to do this, is we tend to gloss over the work. We talk about a lot about mm-hmm. it, but, things to do and things to try and things to blah, 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 blah. But I think that there's a miscommunication in that some people hear the podcasts and think, well, that work is easy, or that work is fun, or you don't have to put that much work into it, mm-hmm. or it goes quickly. And none of those are accurate. The work isn't easy. It's something we're constantly doing. We're constantly communicating. It's a lot of effort sometimes to make sure that you and your primary partner and any other non-primary partners are getting everything they want/need, require in order to survive and feel healthy in this relationship. And podcasters, we're the worst about just telling people all the good times and mm-hmm. all the laugh fun times. And even when we talk about the bad stuff, we still present it in an entertaining fashion, because that's exactly what the masses want to hear. Nobody wants to hear about our crying fights. Mm-hmm. And it's typically me crying. because, that's not good media. Mm-hmm. That's not what the public wants to consume. But I think that it's very important to note that that happens. Mm-hmm. We have many podcast friends who many times have issues at home, and they're trying to work through these things.
Yes.
So just be cognizant and understand that while we do very much enjoy our lives and would never have it any other way, it's basically it's an old vehicle. You're putting a lot of effort into it to get, to get this great piece of equipment.
Yeah. And that's a fair point, because people may look at, say, like our relationship and say, oh, it looks really easy. You guys,
you're so lucky.
You accept each other. Yeah. You have similar interests, blah, 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 whatever. And we are lucky. Absolutely. But it's also, we do put the work into it, and it can be scary opening up to your partner and kind of bearing your soul to them. And
it's a vulnerability.
It is. And saying that this is who I am, this is what I need. And we did that near the beginning, but we also still do that. And it can be difficult as well, coming from other relationships where, like I know me in particular, there would be times where I would be afraid that you were going to react in a negative way. And, well, I don't want to share this piece of information with you. And it still happens from time to time. It's like, well, it's not really that big of a deal. It doesn't really affect anything. I'm not going to tell you because I don't want to upset you. And then I'm like, yeah, but it's not going to upset you.
Right.
If I just tell you that it's not a big deal, and if it's a problem, we'll work through it. If it's not a problem, well, then who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
But it is, there is that bit of like, the first reaction is to hold back and say, oh, I don't know that I want to share this because it's potentially something bad, or it's maybe not so good. And it ultimately doesn't matter. No. And as long as we are open about it and can talk about it, then we can work through pretty well anything.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's easy.
No.
It does mean that there is a vulnerability. There is a bit of a lot of honesty that has to go into it.
Well, there's a lot of work up front that went into it as well.
Yeah, that can be uncomfortable at times.
So if you're in a relationship where you all don't share a lot of things, mm-hmm. and suddenly you're sharing a lot of things, mm. that can be a bit, that's a ripping off of a Band-Aid and not in a good way.
Yeah.
We put a lot of effort into our relationship so that we can be mm-hmm. 100% open and honest about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So I guess sort of trying to put a finer point on this, should you tell her, man, that's tough to say, because I don't think that anyone other than you or her, can say whether or not you should tell her. So, and should I tell her has a lot of different meanings. How do you tell her?
Mm-hmm. What exactly do you tell her?
What exactly do you tell her? It's not as simple as,
no.
Hey, I'm bi.
No.
Especially if it's a long-term relationship. And so at some point you just sort of have to balance it out and say, this is how it starts, if it starts.
And I think that's a very, very personal question that you're definitely going to have to weigh up for yourself. And for different people, that answer may be different. Some people may say that ultimately I'm okay with not saying anything. Some people may want to give a little bit of information, and some may just want to go whole hog and just spill everything. But it depends on who you are, who your partner is, the relationship with them, and how far can you go and still have that acceptance? And do you need to do it little by little? Or are they the kind of person that would rather you just be like, blah, and get it all out? Because that's how I am. Like, I would rather you just be like, just give me everything and then let me process. But I also know that most people are not like
that.
Most
people are not like that.
So, yeah, but it's, you have to just look at who you are, your partner, the relationship that you have, and there's no right or wrong. There really isn't. It's such an individual choice as to, do you say anything or do you not? But I can also understand where if you don't, that can be hard because it can feel isolating.
Yeah, it's a heavy weight to bear, which is why I say find a community in which you feel, even if it's just online, in which you feel accepted and part of. And
somebody that you can chat with.
So, good luck. I mean, I realize that our answer, our 20-minute answer isn't really an answer, but it's a lot of advice.
And it's also so personal as well.
Everybody's journey is different. So, one thing that we can do to spice up our love life is go to adamandeve.com.
Yes, we can.
If we go to adamandeve.com, if you go to adamandeve.com, hell, we too. And you use the checkout code BYTHEBY.
BYTHEBY.
Then you will, more importantly than anything else, get free shipping. Even to Australia. You will get a single item at 50% off. This is almost every item in their store at 50% off. You get a handful of fun things for him and her. There's a bunch of little toys that they just throw into the box and say, have fucking fun and have fun fucking. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You get the videos.
And... yeah, while you're doing playing with these toys, you get 6 video on demands, like videos that you can watch online. And, you know, we always say pay for your porn. This is porn you don't have to pay for because they give it to you. It's a gift.
Yeah.
Free gift. Free porn. I love free porn in which someone has given it to me as a gift. So, yeah, if you go to adamandeve.com, do your shopping. Christmas is right around the corner. And I guarantee you they're going to have something amazing for Black Friday. Use our code. Yeah, during the whole Black Friday thing, too. BYTHEBY. And do us a favor. Send us an Instagram picture of what you bought.
Yeah, let us see it.
We've already gotten a few pictures from folks. Pretty excited as to what I've seen so far. If you really want to send us pictures of them being used, I will totally and very happily look at those. You know, it's always nice to see toys being used. Just saying. Asking for a friend. If you want to get a geeky sex toy, and we took a bunch of those to Desire and them away, just wait till you hear the story of the Master Sword. Pretty excited. We did record a live podcast there. We're trying to decide when we're actually going to release it. We may make people hold out. Our 200th episode is coming up in a few months.
So it might be like a mid-year refresher of Desire and a good reminder for those of us.
A good reminder of those of us who need it. And a good refresher for those who are thinking about coming. So probably look for that around March, but the geeky sex toys, people were chomping at the bit to to get them. We gave away a bunch of stuff and eyes were lighting up. If you want to get your hands on your own geeky sex toy products, go to geekysextoys.com, do your shopping, and then put in, once again, the offer code is BYTHEBY, BYTHEBY.
You're seeing a trend.
I know, right? It's awesome. yeah, so awesome. I need to go back and get me some more geeky sex toys.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this last order, I didn't keep anything for me.
No, we gave it all away.
What the fuck? So yeah, but that's fine. It's fine. Yes, use that offer code and get yourself a nice discount. If you have questions that you want us to ramble on about and not really answer, we're very happy to give it a go. Send us your emails to theatomsoflove@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram, on Facebook, and on the Twitterverse. We are at By the By Podcast. Yeah, we love getting your questions. We love trying to answer them. We feel terrible when we're either terribly vain, terribly vague, or terribly verbose. There's got to be another V. So yeah, but we do very much appreciate all of the messages that we get from you sexy folks. Yeah, any final words over there?
Thanks for listening.
Oh my God, she has final words.
Yay.
What did I actually made a... No, sorry, I just...
Yes. So
happened to that?
For Patreon supporters, I'm going to say we'll try to get it out before Christmas.
But okay.
We made a bingo card of things that happened / are said on the podcast.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to figure out how to work that into Patreon for people. So
I say we just give it to people.
So keep an eye out.
It took me a grand total of 2 hours to make.
That's still commitment. So
I love it. See, Angela doesn't want to give you nothing but a full hour podcast every week. I want to give you fun stuff like bingo.
But I want to give them something for it. So
now do you? What do you want? Oh, you want to give some for people who
like
make
if people
the bingo?
Get bingo? Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll just send them a picture of your tits or my ass.
No, I'm happy with that.
See, you trade in a full bingo card for full frontal. If you get a coverall, you get an uncoverall. See, easy peasy.
Fair enough. So yeah, so we'll try and get that out before Christmas. I think that'd be a fun holiday thing to do.
Yeah, show you my ho ho ho. Awesome, and thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Mm.
Hi, this is Emily, co-host of the Multiamory podcast. We offer new ideas and advice for multiple forms of love, everything from conscious monogamy to ethical polyamory and radical relationship anarchy. And you're listening to a Swing Set Network podcast. Find us and much more at swingset.fm.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.